It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Copy editors across the country are mulling over what to do about the pronoun they used as a singular, because this issue just won't go away.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Good morning.
We have talked about they before, but we need to revisit this, don't we?
We do. Copy editors around the country are still thinking about this, and what they're thinking about is, will they let us write down what we say?
You mean all two copy editors still left in the country, right?
There are actually a lot of copy editors, and they recently gathered the American Copy Editors Society to talk about copy editing issues. And the issue of singular they came up in panel after panel as copy editors try to figure out whether or not to allow us to do this in writing.
Okay, let's explain why it's an issue.
The issue is what to do with a noun where the gender is unknown or unspecified. It also is an issue for individuals who identify as transgender or genderqueer or outside the gender binary, who will say, I don't feel comfortable with he and I don't feel comfortable with she. If we think about the nouns that are gender unspecified or gender unknown, it would be something like, every teacher should learn blank students' names, should learn his students' names, should learn her students' names, should learn their students' names. Mm-hmm. Historically, we got prescription in the 18th century that said you should use generic he. In the 1970s, second wave feminism said that's a sexist construction. And what we moved to was he or she. But many of us find that a little awkward or
yeah.
a little wordy.
Yeah.
The fact is that most of us, when we speak, use singular they.
Yeah, I do.
Right. So we say, a teacher should learn their students' names, or I was talking to a friend of mine, and they told me that I should see this movie.
Right.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and they told me.
Yes.
The issues people bring up are, is this logical? And people will say, it is not logical that the pronoun they refers to one person. I have to say, this is a place where logic, it just doesn't apply to language. We do use they as a singular. To say it's not possible, to me, is not a logical thing to say.
Right. But it doesn't work all the time, right?
Sometimes I will say it is ambiguous, and that's a fair point. A sentence I came up with is, I was talking to my mother and a friend of hers, and they said blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Now, there it's unclear, is that they both your mother and her friend or just your friend.
Yeah.
But one could say that she would be equally ambiguous there. If you said, I was talking to my mother and a friend of hers and she said, that's also ambiguous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you get an ambiguous sentence like that, you just need to rewrite it.
Well, not everybody wants to. And I think the New York Times is one of them that is not. Is that correct?
The New York Times is not yet consistently allowing singular they. The Baltimore Sun, where John McIntyre is one of the editors, has been allowing singular they for about a year, and he says he hasn't been hearing any complaints. And I think he isn't hearing complaints because it's what we say.
Because that's what they say. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.